This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness.
This is Hash It Out with Jane, and I am your host, Jane Hash. This episode will transport listeners to the city that never sleeps. That's right. Via video conference, we are going to visit with the artistic director of Heidi Latsky Dance, Ms. Heidi Latsky, who lives in New York City. A very brief guest appearance is made by my cat, Bob, who invites himself to most of my video conferences. On a more serious note, this episode is dedicated to the memory of artist extraordinaire Lisa Bufana. I'll be right back with Heidi Latsky after this brief message from our friends at Crypto, Self-Defense for the Disabled.
Hello there, this is Jarrett Boffman, Vice President of Crypto Self-Defense and Fitness for the Disabled, a pending 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our mission is to educate the disabled community on independence, fitness, and self-defense. Paul Brailer, the founder of Crypto, was the near victim of a mugging several years back. It was his self-defense skills that saved him. Paul said, "I was able to defend myself. The mugger fled from him, leaving him safe and with his belongings." It also led Paul to want to start this nonprofit organization. Paul has had many friends pass away from being inactive and not healthy. Through Crypto and motivational speaking, Paul hopes to inspire others to be safe, to be active, and to keep working on becoming their personal best. Paul eventually wants Crypto to turn into a YMCA for handicapped people. He envisions Crypto as a place offering adaptive exercise equipment and classes in fitness and martial arts for disabled people. Please go check out our site at www.cryptaedo.com. And as always, Crypto fans rock. Thanks for listening.
Heidi Latsky, thank you for hashing it out with me today. You are the artistic director of Heidi Latsky Dance, correct?
Correct.
And you're making a film.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Jed Wheeler is a presenter out at Montclair State University, and he invited the company to come out and perform my new work at Montclair State University next April. But when he first met with us to offer us this job, he also said that he had just received a huge grant from the Mellon Foundation to work with three choreographers over 3 years. So a choreographer a year to help them learn how to make a short film on anything they wanted. And I'm the first. So very exciting, right? So when it could have been a documentary, it could have been a film, it could have been anything, really. And what I decided to do, because I'm very interested in film, is to take the dancers that I have, and there are 10 dancers in this film, and show them in a very intimate light, to get really up and close, so that we can see through their eyes, through their movement, you know, the beauty of their spirit. Because I think one thing I've appreciated about my company over the last bunch of years is that a lot of them are working out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I push them really hard. And they're that kind of person who can be really fierce and also really vulnerable. And so this film is really about that.
So of your 10 dancers, are there anybody that we might know?
You know Jen Bricker,
Jen,
right?
Bricker, yes.
Jen Bricker is in it. I don't know. This is a newer group of dancers. These are not dancers from GIMP.
Okay.
2008. Lisa, I've been toying with the idea of putting the footage that I have of Lisa Bufano in the film. I definitely would love to try to do that. It may be too difficult. But so these are all new dancers. Do you know who Alexandria Wales is?
That sounds very familiar.
She's a deaf actress, and she's wonderful. So she's in this. But I think you may only know Jen.
So what's unique about your company?
It's twofold. I think that I am one of the integrated dance companies, for lack of a better word, a company that incorporates people both with and without disabilities. And it's grown or evolved as I get older. It's evolved into also multi-generational, and so it's really about people who are kind of different, like we're all somewhat different, out of the realm of conventional, traditional dancers. And the other thing I think that makes it, especially for an integrated dance company, there's the cat. Beautiful cat. A lot of the dance companies that I know that are integrated are repertory companies, right? Which means that they bring in different choreographers to work with their company. But I'm the only choreographer. And I think what makes that unique is that I have a chance to really work with these dancers over a very long period of time. And I'm very interested in finding out what makes them really unique and special and beautiful, right? So I have time to really bring out what I'm interested in them.
Now, you briefly mentioned the GIMP project, and I know what that is, but many of my listeners may not know what that is. Would you like to elaborate on the GIMP project?
Sure. So in 2006, I was introduced to Lisa Bufano, who's a bilateral amputee. As we know, she was exceptional. And I'd never worked with anyone like that before. And so we worked together for about 6 months. And through her, I met Lawrence Carter Long and Leslie Fry and Akimi, Nishida, and we and Catherine Long. And after working with Lisa and creating this 25-minute solo for her, I was so struck by her fierceness and vulnerability that I thought, should I do this again? And so I invited Lawrence into rehearsal, and it just started snowballing. And with Lawrence and Leslie and Catherine and Lisa was there in the beginning, we developed a piece called GIMP. Originally, it was called From the Limb. And then Lawrence kept walking in with these T-shirts, you know, like that said things like, get ready to stumble. If you keep staring, I might just do a trick. And I could see Lawrence. And then he walked in with a T-shirt that said GIMP. And I questioned him, why are you wearing a T-shirt that says GIMP? Right? Because we know it's a derogatory term.
Right. So
that's what we thought. And so he said it was like a preemptive strike. He says, I'm going to own it. So the company actually started talking about how do we get this piece From the Limb out so that many people see it, right? Because GIMP was really all about, look at us. We're looking at you. We're all really different and unique. You know, and then to show the beauty of each person and have, you know, just to let people in on their personalities, all that stuff. So we started researching the word GIMP. And the piece started getting a little edgier. So I thought, okay, we can use this name. And GIMP means trembling with ecstasy. It means interwoven fabric, fighting spirit and vigor, and then, of course, somebody who walks with a limp, right?
Right.
So when we saw all those definitions, and I saw all these definitions, I said, okay, let's promote this piece and put all the definitions in, and I'm going to take all those definitions, and that's the really the good definitions, like having Jen in the silks with their partner is like interwoven fabric, right?
Right.
So we, and fighting spirit was something I was exploring anyway. So we ended up calling the piece Gimp. We did get a lot of media attention. We did tour the world. And then I started a website, and we couldn't do GIMP, couldn't get that as a website. So we came up with the name The GIMP Project for the website. And so I appropriated that name from my body of work that's integrated. Now we're trying to maybe not use it as much, even though I don't know how to get away from it, because I do like the title. But we're trying to do more educational activities with younger people. And I know that a lot of disability organizations have a very hard time with that word. Like they won't even, you know, they won't come to the show or support the show because, you know, their mission is to get rid of those kind of words.
Oh, trust me, I know. I get reprimanded daily by other people with disabilities.
You
know what? People keep listening to my podcast and paying attention to everything else I'm doing. So even if they may say, oh, that's bad, that's wrong, how would they know if they weren't paying attention?
Exactly. So this is our dilemma now, right? I think that it begs the questions, like people are going to go, what's that? You know, what is that? Whereas Heidi Latsky Dance is kind of a boring modern dance company, right? It's like, who cares about Heidi Latsky Dance? And our objective now is to get the work out. I mean, I just want the work to get out. And I'm really hoping that this film, if I do it justice, you know, will have the potential to, you know, to even expand our audiences even more, which would be really wonderful.
So what I'm hearing is the GIMP Project is a product of Heidi Latsky Dance, but it does not encompass everything that is Heidi Latsky Dance.
Right, that's right.
And that's the message you're trying to get out. You're not just a bunch of GIMPs hanging, swinging from the rafters.
No, that's not it. I actually have made a pretty strong commitment to most of my work being about diversity. And I think it's very important to my work. It doesn't necessarily have to be disability, but, you know, for instance, I'm 56. Most of my dancers are late 20s, some early 20s, some 30s. There's a gap. Right? And I find that interesting. It's sometimes disconcerting, like being filmed and seeing how much older I look. But I also think I'm an unconventional dancer now. I'm not a typical dancer. So that's part of my mission, is to keep true to the GIMP Project, whether it's with people with disabilities or not. I still see it as, you know, what I do.
Right, your focus is on diversity, and diversity means a lot of things.
Yes, it does.
Are there any other specific projects that you've done under Heidi Latsky Dance that you are most proud of?
You mean recently or over the years?
Over the years. Anything that jumps out at you?
Yeah, I mean, my first solo show, Riot of Red, Right to Red, was after I left the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, which was a company who's, you know, known for their diversity you know, pushing the envelope. And I made a solo about women that I was pretty proud of. You know, it was the first time I ever did a whole thing by myself. And It was a very, I actually did some incorporation of community people into the work. And then I made a piece called Disjointed, which was actually about my mother's illness, and that I was very proud of, and I think was actually the beginning of the GIMP project for me, because it was something about the making of that piece and my going into my personal experience, and also it being a subject that I was very, you know, involved with and also interested in, and you know, my mother died of brain tumors, and there's not a lot of advocacy. There is now more than there was then, but I started to realize that people with brain tumors don't necessarily have the capacity, or hadn't had the capacity, to fight for attention, for medical attention, for research. So it was one of the first pieces that I made that I thought had that kind of an impact, right? Where it was like raising some kind of an awareness. And that I feel is the precursor to GIMP more than anything else.
Is there any place online where people can see these projects?
Yes, if you go to HeidiLaskyDance.com, that's my website. Okay. There should be links. I believe there's links to our Vimeo, like, you know, documentations of this work. You know, I'm really proud of what we're doing now. You know, we're the film, and we want to do more site-specific work so we can go into museums or be in public spaces to push the work into a more public space, right? So that more people can see this. They don't have to be going to see a modern dance performance, right?
Right. We chatted briefly a few weeks ago about installation work. Do you have any concepts in mind of future installations you might want to work on?
Yes. Like one of the things I've been talking about for a long time. For instance, I have this dream, Jane, of, you know, at Museum of Modern Art, there's a huge empty space. I think they call it the atrium. It's huge and it's empty. So they've had dance performances in there, but I wanted to put Jen on a big white pedestal. And because she doesn't have legs, so it's evocative of all those sculptures that everyone's so used to seeing, mm-hmm. where they're missing arms or they're missing a head, or you know those old sculptures that everyone thinks are so beautiful. And I thought, I have this vision of her very still, and then all of a sudden she goes into this handstand on this pedestal, and then she goes upside down. And she also looks at the audience so that there's an engagement. That would be one thing I'd love to do. And then the other thing that I'm supposed to do at Lincoln Center in a public space, is just a sculpture garden or a sculpture court where I have all different kinds of dancers and performers throughout the space, and I create some kind of a beautiful environment where everyone's moving in that environment. The audience gets to move around them. So that's my next thing.
That's exciting. Do you have a time frame on that?
Right now, the Lincoln Center piece is going to be, I think, October 1st of 2015. It's a while away, but I have to make the film, and I have other work going on and touring, a little bit of touring. So it's probably going to be my summer project, you know, to try to get a group together and really pull it off. Because it's a big thing. It's a lot to undertake. Because I've never done it again, something like that before, and it needs to be about an hour.
So do you have a time frame on when like a deadline on when the film has to be completed? How will we see it when it's finished?
Well, the film is going to premiere in April with my shows.
Okay.
I think it's, I don't have the exact date because they changed the date. It was supposed to be March and now it's in April. I'm assuming the film will have to be finished by March. And once that performance happens, I know they're planning to put it on iTunes U.
Does it have a name yet, the film?
No.
Okay.
No, because I was, the original working title was The Beauty of Difference, Redefining Virtuosity Through Dance. That's not, I don't want to make a film called The Beauty, it's a mouthful, number one. And now we're thinking things like Whispers or, I don't know, I'm having a hard time finding. I have to make it first,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll figure out what the title will be.
That would be excellent if you can work in the footage of Lisa Bufana. She was actually one of my very first guests on Hash It Out with Jane.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So is there any other work that you would like to promote or any message you would like to throw out there to your new audience?
My new audience? Well, one thing is that we're always looking for interesting performers. Two is we are going to be at Columbia College in Chicago performing November 7th, I think, second week in November. And then at Montclair State, we're in the film, in New Jersey. The other thing we're doing, which I think is going to be really, really interesting, is we're building an educational outreach arm to the company, and we're going to have a second company. I've recently met a couple of young women who are very interested in dance and disability. And so I'm working with them to develop a stronger educational program. And they came up with this idea of perhaps in New York, you know, if we can get into the public schools and then also start a second company where, you know, these students, these young people will be able to perform and then even maybe feed into my company eventually. So it's a very long range project. You know, we do a lot of outreach now, but it's kind of more ad hoc. It's not like it's so defined that we're doing it all the time. This would be almost like a really strong program that hopefully the schools would implement.
Would you focus on like troubled kids, inner city schools? Because I have seen where other dance companies have done programs similar to that, and it has reduced behavioral issues and made children who did not previously get along, they start to get along, and it just creates a more peaceful environment. Is that the angle that you're going in?
I think that to make this specific to the company, the idea would be to start with the population that I work with, right? So that it would be more about ideally working with kids with disabilities, but integrating them with kids without, so that they have to learn, they end up working together.
Correct.
A project. And I mean, that's the ideal situation. How we're going to actually get in there and make it really happen, I don't, you know, it may take steps to get to that place. You know, I'm very interested in kids creating their own movement portraits, like where they actually make their own piece of choreography about who they are, you know, or about something about themselves. And I think that would be great to do with young kids.
Absolutely, because their brain still functions the way it's supposed to, because, you know, as we get older, we're told, you know, stop using your imagination. You know, don't do that, you know. So, yeah, I can see where children would benefit from that and be a whole lot of fun to work with in that arena.
Yeah. Could be great. And also to give them a sense of their bodies and ownership over their bodies. I mean, kids just don't get that.
And that's very empowering.
Yeah, very empowering. I think it'd be great. I think, you know, I've been so busy that I needed to find people interested in this, because there's no way I could take this on myself. Mm-hmm. So I think these two women are really impressive in their, they seem very dedicated to making this happen, which is great. Great.
Well, that's fantastic. Are there any other projects or points that you would like to make before we wrap this up?
I don't think so.
To find out what Heidi Latsky Dance is up to, people can visit your website and also follow you on social media, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That information will be listed on the Hash It Out with Jane blog, so everybody can see what you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. And maybe you can help me find a name once the film is made.
Okay, great. This has been a lot of fun. We've been chatting with Heidi Latsky of Heidi Latsky Dance, and thanks for hashing it out with me today.
Thank you, Jane.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.